Morning, everybody. Welcome to the supervisor's meeting for March 20th, 2018. Are there any changes to the agenda?
Somebody shut that door, please, a little bit.
Yes.
Thank you. Meet the department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson.
Good morning. Just that the county candidate filing deadline's coming up soon, on March 28th, 5 p.m. That's about all I have right now.
Okay. Let's see, where to start. Janelle?
Good morning.
How's the treasurer's office?
We are keeping busy, and I, once again, just want to remind everyone that the second half property taxes are due at the end of this month.
Are they coming in pretty good, are they?
Yeah.
Glad to hear that. Gina Harden.
Hi.
Have we got a place for you to sit here?
That's okay. I'm not going to stay that long.
Okay.
Honestly. I just wanted to let everybody know that a week from tomorrow is the statewide tornado drill. So I'm hoping that everybody can participate. They will, the National Weather Service will issue a test watch at 10 a.m., followed by the test warning at 10:15, and then cancel both around 10:30. Those times are all approximate. So we hope that everybody can participate. The Des Moines County Skywarn team got our radios moved yesterday into our new digs, if you will, out next to DESCOM. So hopefully tomorrow night we can test them in a radio check and then do the whole procedure as we normally would in the event of a real emergency as part of the statewide tornado drill. So, but the big thing is we encourage everybody to participate in the drill, no matter where they're at or anything like that. So I did send a news release out to the media yesterday. I don't know if you guys got it, but here's a copy.
And Gina, can we remind them that if we are having bad weather, we won't be having a drill, so if you do hear sirens, it's...
Thank you.
That is a good point. Yeah. If there is severe weather threatening anywhere in the state of Iowa that day, we will not do the test. It will be postponed till the next day. Thanks, Angie. We'll listen to that about that. That's in the news release, but...
I knew you'd have it in there.
Yeah. There you go. Anybody else have a copy?
How you doing?
Good. I will be sending an email out to all the department heads and safety committee and all that. Hopefully later on this morning. I didn't get it done yesterday either with other things going on. So, Tom, you look confused.
Tom is sick. That's
I was
going
to say,
Tom, I'm sorry. Tom, stay away from you.
I'm calling you.
I'm sitting next to me. Get away from Tom.
Yeah. Okay.
Keep a chill smile off.
Okay, that's all I had.
Okay, thanks, Gina.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Start the back row there with Krista Hogeboer, the health department.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy at the health department. I really don't have anything new to report.
Okay, thank you. Gina, how's the IT doing today?
Doing very well. One thing that I did want to note is that yesterday, Tyler Technologies did get our Encode Express set up for department heads to be able to access the expenditures, revenues, all of their financial information through a web-based application. So this week I'm going to push to get some training recorded and maybe do a WebEx with department heads. And if they can't attend, we'll record that so that they can go back and look at it. So we're going to try to get that done before Friday, so that they're able to go in and look at their expenditures from wherever they're at. They'll be able to log in and look at that. It'll also be where eventually the employees will log in to do their employee self-service to enter their time and review all of their payroll information eventually. So we'll try to get that done by Friday. One thing that I do want to do today is I've got all three of my staff members here today. I have never really formally brought them to a meeting before and introduced them. Most department heads know who they are, but first off, I'd like to introduce Colin Durst. He's my network administrator. He's been with the county for over 10 years now. Fantastic addition to our department. Stuart Mason, He's a systems administrator, been with the county for a few years now, also a great addition. And our newest member is Brandon Maymert. He started in January. These guys do a fabulous job for the county. Sometimes they're kind of hidden behind the scenes and don't get the credit that maybe they deserve. So I wanted to take that opportunity today and introduce them to everybody.
Thank you. I think you did a good job when you hired them.
Absolutely. Kind of biased, but probably my feeling is the best department around.
Thanks, Gina. Rodney, how's the maintenance department doing?
Good morning. We're pretty busy, got a lot of different projects, trying to keep up on cleaning stuff as well, so we're keeping busy, but I do have an agenda item today. Thank you.
Angie, you're hiding back there.
Good morning. We're doing good. I'm just trying to get caught up from being gone for a little while, so a little bit hectic right now, but other than that, things are going well.
Oh, well, that's good. I hear you met a little royalty while you was over there.
I did. I got to curtsy for the prince. I even made a good effort to show her, you know. So it was fun. My dog took a second at Crufts, so it was good. It was a good...
Good
time, so.
Thank you. Jeff, how's the sheriff's department?
Good morning. We're good. No agenda items, so appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Doug, how's the jail and the county?
Everything's doing good. Just have one personnel action. Really close to getting our three new ones up and going. Should be within the next week.
Okay.
We'll have something there. Headcount's right at 80, so it's staying... It's been staying right about there for the last 2-3 months.
Yeah.
2 months, anyway.
Well, I sure hope we don't get that spike again, that 101, 110.
Yeah, well, it's the first day of spring today, so we'll see how that goes.
Somebody in the news department thought, kept putting on there 25 days, 4, 20, isn't that right?
I did for a while.
But it's still not warm.
No, it's not warm.
Thanks, Jeff. Doug. Ken, how's CDS?
It's going good. Yeah, we've got more region meetings tomorrow and management team meeting Thursday for the region. So just a lot of meetings the next few days, but we always get a lot accomplished because we get a lot of the change agent group together as a region, and that's all the providers and any clients that want to come and our management team for the region, and so there's always a lot accomplished at our monthly meetings, so I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Good. Amy, how's the county attorney going?
Good morning, we're busy. For those at the courthouse tomorrow, we've got some jury trials scheduled, so parking might be an issue tomorrow. I attended the career fair out at SCC last week for all the area middle school students, which was a great success. I'm trying to encourage our middle schoolers to find a career maybe in law enforcement or as an attorney. So great group of kids. Yesterday also we closed on the house that the task force seized and that my office assisted with forfeiting. So that went very smooth, very well. So we got another drug house taken down and in some good hands. It's going to be fixed up and the neighborhood will do much better. The neighbors are very ecstatic, and the new owner is very happy too. So,
good.
Yeah.
Amy, if somebody's renting a place, an apartment or a house to somebody, and they turn it into a drug house, and is there any repercussion against the owner of the house that they're renting from?
As far as forfeiting the house, the owner has to have knowledge that the drug activity is going on.
Okay.
So once they're put on notice that the drug activity is going on, then it can become an issue.
Okay.
Yep.
How do they, does the law inform them that this is happening?
Well, if law enforcement notifies them, yes. Or, you know, the neighbors notify the owner that, you know, it's going on. So that's why we, you know, encourage neighbors to be proactive, to communicate to law enforcement and watch what's going on in their neighborhood and report it to the landlords or the owners if it's being, you know, rent it out, watch who's coming and going, it's very important. So if there's a lot of traffic coming in and out, that's probably not a good thing, it's not normal.
If a neighbor says there's drug dealers going on in there, and that gets to court, that's just a he said, she said type thing? Or is there a paper exchanged, or?
Well, that would be like a civil thing if a neighbor's suing the landlord. But for us, for law enforcement, if the neighbors are reporting it to the landlord, and maybe the task force is also aware of it, and we're looking at seizing the house for forfeiture, and we know that the landlord has been notified of the activity.
That I understand if it's, yeah. If it's legal.
Yeah.
The neighbor thing kind of iffy.
Yeah, a neighbor wouldn't be able to take a house from a landlord. But, you know, I suppose they could consult with a private attorney and see if there's a nuisance lawsuit or something that they could pursue.
Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome.
Chris Lee, Conservation.
Hi, good morning. So we have four campers in the park this weekend. There's still one sitting there. We think he's going to stay for a week or two. So camping season's already started. No, actually, surprisingly not. We did our park tour yesterday, so the guys are working hard this week to just go ahead and finalize and get all the parks open. It's interesting, week or so ago, the weather was saying it was supposed to be 63 and sunny this last weekend, and it was 40 and snowing. So, but that didn't deter the four people that did come out and stay, so that's pretty nice. Got to give kudos to our environmental education team, Francis Owen. Our naturalist just went to the Iowa Association of Naturalists Conference and was awarded an award for excellence in print media for these like trading card things that they had designed and produced for our Critter Catch event, which annually draws 200 plus people. And so she was awarded a statewide recognition award for that. And so kudos to her and them at that team. They're finalizing designs for the new displays for the second floor of the Nature Center. Once that's done and produced, that'll be pretty well done. Looking to have that done here pretty soon. Other than that, just getting ready for spring. It's technically spring today, so excited about that. I'll probably have to leave here early. There's some folks coming down for the trail, the end sections of the trail, to start doing some stuff there, and I want to make sure to meet them when they get here. So.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Hey, good morning. A lot of stuff going on. Mentioned to you, we do have three different rocking projects going on right now. One down on Skunk River, and they'll be bouncing around to the, that's the contract rock haul. Another part of the contract rock haul going up on 140th, kind of northeast of Danville. Things are moving along quick on those, and then we've started with our own forces with our rocking program. So that's all going on. Got a letting today through the DOT. So we'll see what the results of that come back as. One thing to mention is the couple different projects that aren't really county projects, but they'll involve the roads. The ammunition plant contacted me last week. They're looking at doing a maintenance project, but basically an upgrade of what they call Damon Crossing, which is basically the only railroad crossing across old Highway 34. Runs into the plant there. There's two sets of tracks that kind of converge. They don't run parallel. They're kind of at angles, I guess. And they've contacted me. I've offered to help a little bit, and we may even invest just a little bit in it. There, we're just going to do the approaches, and we may connect in between the crossings to make that a better transition through that area. So, and that will eventually they'll have to make it one lane to allow for work, and they'll have to handle all the traffic control and everything else. But just as a heads up, I don't know a whole lot about it because I just got that communication last week, but that's coming along and we'll see where that goes. Another project that's involves us but isn't our project is I believe they're going to be starting work out in Geode from what I've heard today. So see some activity out there. That will also involve, they'll be crossing the road. I believe they'll have stoplights up for traffic control, and there'll be some lane closure and stuff like that. So the road won't be completely closed, but there'll be a few delays here and there out there, and so people need to be paying attention out in that area for the foreseeable future. Of course, Highway 61, things are going to start picking up along there. I think if you've driven up through there, you'll know that there's a whole lot of trees being taken down right now, and that has to be done before April 1st. So they are contractors working, and it's important to pay close attention when you're leaving Burlington heading north. There's a lot of utility crews still working, and honestly, they don't do a very good job of keeping themselves safe, much less other people. So sometimes they're blocking sight lines when you're trying to pull out an intersection and stuff like that. So you just need to be on high alert when you're driving north there. A lot of activity, and it's only going to get busier.
Okay, thank you. Southeast Iowa Regional Planning, we got three of you there. Which one of you is going to?
I'm going to do it today, Jim.
You're going to do it today?
Yeah.
Good.
Mike Norris, Director, Regional Planning. Just have a kind of a formality today, an announcement, a little background. Since FY05, the county's contracted with Regional Planning for its land use administration, including subdivision, zoning, floodplain. And we've really enjoyed the opportunity to do that for the county. We're grateful for the chance to serve the county and administer those ordinances. And for 13 years, Jeff Hannon did that job very well, developed a lot of great relationships and a great reputation for, I think, customer service and also efficiency and communication. We're looking to continue that. We think we can continue that throughout time. We have had backups for Jeff as he would be out and about, and so our office has a lot of different exposure with the land use ordinances, the history, and also the people. And since Jeff's untimely passing at the end of December this year, Zach James and Jared Lasser and myself in some ways have been filling in the roles. We've been processing the subdivisions, answering the questions, fulfilling all the functions. And so while we were carrying that on, we were also planning for the future and having discussions about how best this might work. And so come to announce that plan. And as a contract holder with the blessing of the county, we essentially appoint the out-front people that administer the ordinances. And so Zach James is going to serve as the land use administrator, and Jared is going to be the assistant land use administrator. So they'll be the team that will work with the public and the supervisors and all the department heads. And we're looking forward to this arrangement and think it'll work out very well.
Thank you. You know, it's been working out real well. Zach brought stuff, and Jared brought stuff, and we appreciate the notices if we find in our box what's going on, so you know, we do appreciate that. Did I miss anybody? I don't think so. Okay, moving on. Correspondence. I see no correspondence. Do you gentlemen have any?
No, I don't.
We have time for public input session number one. Anybody from the public have anything they'd like to talk about? Please rise, state your name.
My name is Jack Dalston, farm out north of Burlington, right by the levee. I basically came down just to give you folks on the boards a heads up. We're going to start a petition in Des Moines County to try to get the ATVs and UTVs legalized. Section code 321I.10 gives the Board of Supervisors of every county in Iowa the right to decide if they want to allow them in their county. Wise County did it a year or two ago, and I just met with Chris Ball up there, one of the supervisors. He said they had already re-upped theirs, that there had been no issues in the last year. I did some research online. Well, back in 2 years ago, January 2016, the Des Moines Register printed an article saying, this would be 2 years ago now, saying that there are 17 counties already had it legalized and they expected up to 30 by that fall. Nobody can give me an answer right now how many counties have already legalized it. I made contact with two people in the DNR that were supposed to deal with this, and they said they just don't have a total number. They didn't have a way to track it. I tried to look it up on some county websites. Couldn't find it there either. Maybe you guys can find it, but there is a, you know, the DNR people said, yeah, there's a pretty big movement in the different counties to get it done and stuff. So it's not like we're the first here asking for it or anything. A year or two ago when I was looking into this, one of the officials asked me what was the best, and I asked those DNR people that yesterday. And Louisa County, I've read a lot of them online in the last few days. They can be looked up there. The different counties got into speculating, well, we want this regulation, that regulation. And you can see where it become an argument. The guy from the DNR recommended that I tell you folks to look at Winnebago County. They did something different. They used a resolution. I've got the number of it here, but if you look up Winnebago County, I'm sure you'll find it. And it basically just took some of the state codes and said, as long as you meet this code, and this code, we're signing off on it to simplify things. And so he recommended looking at that one. It may, you know, a lot of the counties, as public input here, a lot of the counties have it sunrise to sunset, just like it is for ag use, incidental to ag. A lot of people spoke up about, you know, thinking that was kind of limited. Like if I took the wife out to supper and we rode up to Minneapolis and they allowed us into town to the restaurant there to eat, you know, maybe in the wintertime it would be getting dark before we could get out and get back home and stuff. A lot of people in this area use them for hunting or like to use them for hunting. Well, duck season starts at a half hour before sunrise. If you were going to take it from your house, maybe you had a spot a mile away, you know, use it to get out in the fields. Well, you couldn't use it then. So that would be the one thing beyond the normal state codes I would think maybe should be looked at is the time limit on allowing them. And, you know, but I know that's for later. I'm just saying we're going to start a petition. I just started handing them out last night. When we get some signatures and stuff, I'll come back and make a presentation to you folks. Okay?
I'm sure that'll take a work session.
Yeah, it's going to take a work session.
So we'll need input. At that work session.
Okay, so when you're, I haven't done this with you folks before. When you're saying a work session and you need input, what are you telling me you need?
It'll be after the meeting or not during the meeting. It's a little, not as formal, but if we can call it as formal. But input from the public is very important.
Okay, so the more people I could get to show up, the better. You're telling me that's what I wanted to know and stuff. And that would be if I asked for it to be put on the agenda by a Friday, I understand, and it was put on the agenda, would the work session automatically be after that very first meeting?
Well, you can call the auditor's office, and she'll set up a time with you for the work session.
Okay.
On the law, is the county's ordinance, did that keep them out of the ditches, or?
Yeah, that's something Brian was concerned with a year or two ago when I brought this up. In any of the counties I read, they use the term roadway, which is including the shoulders. Brian would know the definition, I'm sure, that this is not going to give anybody the right to go out and tear up in the parks where I've read people complain or in the road ditches. Yes, there may be more people that decide to take an evening ride or whatever, but the kids are going to tear up and you absolutely have the right to write them tickets, whether they have a driver's license or not, which you have now. As far as getting from point A to point B on the roads, that's what we're looking for, and that's what the counties were passing. You know, I mean, I don't like to get in my pickup. I claim incidental to ag, but I don't want to be bending that rule. I want it to be legal for everybody who doesn't have the right to say that and stuff, that they can come out and ride, you know, and use it to get from point A to point B too, if they want to go visit their neighbor or something, without trying to say, well, I went over there to ask him about farming tomorrow. And under the ag use I'm referring to, there's a code there that says incidental to ag, they can be ridden without you guys doing anything. It's a state law. And they have limits in there, sunrise to sunset, under 35 miles an hour, must have valid driver's license. And that's the way most counties have gone with it for the public too, is along those lines. And some of them have tried to stipulate other things. Louisa County, they looked at it, just going side by side, and they said, farmers came to them and said, hey, I got a four-wheeler. Why do you think you're going to exclude me and make me go buy a new one? And they decided that didn't seem fair, too. We might as well, you know, the old guy's got a four-wheeler, let him use it, just like we're going to let Jack use a side-by-side. I've got both. It doesn't matter. But the every county I've looked at so far and read did not exclude one over the other. They put them in together. There's definitions in your Iowa codes on what ATVs are and what UTVs are and different weight classes and stuff. But it's mainly just to get them so they can be driven down the county roads. And the state of Iowa, this is becoming so common, the state of Iowa legislature put in the last year the right, say I came out the gravel road by Sperry, wanted to cross to the other side, I've got a highway there. Now, the state already put legislation in that I can cross the highway with it. Of course, you know, I got grant the right-of-way and everything, but they've realized issues like that. Okay, some roads aren't county. They got to get from point A to point B, and there's a highway in the middle. Well, they went and added a new code to their law to make it legal for us to cross the highway, too. You know, so the state's been bending on stuff that way. 2 years ago, some farmers got stopped for stopping at, let's say, a Casey's in their small town. Happened to two different farmers. I understood it was troopers wrote them tickets. Going, you're not on a farm. How are you trying to claim incidental to ag? You know what? The state law got changed that year. They messed with the wrong farmers, apparently. It's in there now that you can stop and get nourishment or fuel in the course of doing your daily business on the farm or whatever if you need to, you know, stop there at the local gas station. So the state's been bending on things left and right, but the DNR said they try to stay neutral on it, and they're leaving it up to the each county board of supervisors to make the effort. That's the way the law stands right now, you know, to make it uniform for everybody. And you know, I'll be glad to give you more information when I can.
That'd be great.
Thank you, Jack. Yeah. Anybody else have anything to say during the guess seeing nobody rise, we shall move on. Discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims of $252,895.77. Oh, wait a minute. Then there's $84,264.50 bank draft, which is total. I'll do this right.
$337,160.27.
I'll make a
pledge to, or
a motion to pay.
Second.
Do you understand? Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay, now we have the approval of the final design for agreement number one, Sperry Road Bridge.
This is just a continuation of a contract we already have for design for a bridge out on Sperry Road. We've had this on our radar for a long time and still working on it. So this will allow the consultant to go ahead and put together the final plans and do the final design work. And we're still working on environmental permits and stuff like that, and I'd recommend approval.
Okay. Motion to approve.
Second. Terry?
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have approval of the professional engineering service, Des Moines County Highway 99 Bridge.
Yeah, and to clarify, this is for another bridge, which I thought the paper did a nice job of this morning. If you keep on going north past the Flint Creek Bridge, there's another bridge on to the north about a mile and a half, and it's certainly on our radar, and it's going to be one of our next priorities in the next, let's say 3 years, 3 to 4 years, something like that. So, looking at different options, it's too far out. We are looking at possibly trying to change the alignment of the road a little bit there, which if we did that, wouldn't require a full road closure for the full project, I should say. So, but very preliminary, and this is just to start the layout of the bridge. We're already kind of working on the survey and some of the highway alignment issues in our own office. So I'd recommend approval on this too.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
And those are both, the first one's paid with local money, the second one's paid with farm to market money, just to note that. So.
When do they plan on starting on the bridge, Brian? Have you got any?
What
on the bridge? First bridge here on 99 over Flint Creek?
Oh, it's too early for me to give you that, Jim. We're still working on our process. So, I mean, if I got my say-so and everything fell into place, we'd like to bid it late summer, early fall, and construction would be sometime early winter.
Okay.
But that's too far in advance for me to be able to tell you.
Well, you got a lot of papers here on this one, right?
Yeah, you can do it afterwards. You don't have to sit here. We got some time anyway between the work session that there is.
I've about got this and done, so I'll just finish it.
Good work.
I will finish it afterwards. There's three or four more up there. The tags are all right to the same line, so it makes it difficult. Okay, we have to appoint a conservation board member. And I think the applications we have here, we have one for Julie Solinsky. And we also have one for Matthew D. Hass. And we have one for Charles Fuller.
I've read those. They all look extremely qualified, although I think we're supposed to try to maintain a gender balance if possible, since we just had a female member of that board resign. I would move to appoint Julie Skolinski.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Nice to have choices.
It is.
You know, they're all three that I've read in here. Highly qualified.
They were.
Are. Very lucky to have applicants like that. Okay, amend 2016 military homestead exemptions. Janelle? Terry. I guess that's Terry.
Yes.
Terry. We have a list of the homestead military exemptions in accordance to Iowa Chapter 426A.2. The Board of Supervisors may by a single resolution allow or disallow the exemptions as recommended. So.
Make a motion to approve those.
Okay.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes, and we will sign these after the meeting too. Is that okay? Quote for approval of the cleaning service for the jail. Rodney, would you address this, please?
Good morning. Last month we had a resignation of one of our janitorial staff, so kind of left us down to one person. So we've got some quotes for cleaning the buildings that that gentleman was doing for us. That included the jail. Was there every day, did the secondary roads building once a week, conservation once a week, and then also we added to this CPC offices out there. So we got some quotes for those services. Got two quotes back. One was from Service Master for $49,920. And the other one from Midwest Janitorial for $44,292. So I would recommend that we go with Midwest Janitorial to do those services. They would we would look at starting like maybe the second week of April. It's kind of the time frame. So we got to do some background checks and whatnot. The same process that we had for the other buildings. So that would be my recommendation. Have any questions?
Move to approve Rodney's recommendation.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Set dates for the rural spring cleanup.
Yes.
I think that we kind of discussed that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Think the whole month of April?
I didn't know if you want the whole month of April or go a little longer, or just if it was a month of April and start April the second and go through the 28th. That would give us 4 weeks.
Then we got, what, 87,000?
$8,400.
$8,400, I mean. Or until it's.
And we probably won't need it.
Probably won't need it at all.
No, because I think the last time.
Yeah.
I was thinking it might have been between $1,500, maybe $2,000 that was spent. This just allows everybody to take their appliances to the.
No tires.
To recycling, no tires.
No tires.
No electronics.
No electronics.
And they can take those, but they're going to have to pay for those. I think it's $15 for large TVs and monitors. But this mainly is anybody that wants to clean out their garage or their basement and get rid of that winter clutter. And there will be a list that we will put it in the paper and it'll be on our website.
I make a motion to do the April.
Second.
Jerry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Maybe eventually we'll just figure out something a little bit different because tires and TVs are our barn away number one. We'll just say tied for number one. I bet we spend time every 2 weeks picking up new TVs that come from the ditch. You'd be amazed how much manpower is spent on that.
They just don't allow us to use our credits for those items because it costs them to get rid of those, so we're.
I feel bad for them.
We did do for the IT department, was it a year ago, August? The technology, the e-waste cleanup.
Yep.
So that might be something the IT department staff could look into coordinating during the month of April as well, doing a cleanup of the electronics and the TVs at that particular time as well.
I think you had almost two truckloads, didn't you, Gina?
We had two full 26-foot semi-full cleanup, and it paid for itself. We didn't have a whole lot as far as extra income off of it, but the company we used out of St. Louis actually paid the county for the technology portion of it. The citizens, when they brought in TVs, they paid a fee for that just as if they took it to be recycled. They have to pay a fee there, so we set the fee the same. But we actually got scrap cost off of the technology items and then a certificate guaranteeing the destruction of that equipment. So citizens could be assured that any data that was on their technology equipment was why it was destroyed.
Was that the building out in West Burlington?
Pardon?
Was that when you had the building out in West Burlington?
It was right behind, I think, A.Y. McDonald's.
Yeah.
Back behind there. We worked with Standard of Beaverdale, and they let us use one of their warehouses to store the equipment. So citizens would pull up. I think we estimated average wait time was like 5 minutes. People would pull up over their lunch hour, drop it off. Staff was there to unload their vehicles, unload trailers. It went very, very well. I know we've been asked multiple times when we were going to do that again. We were hoping to do it last fall or this spring.
It was 2 years ago, wasn't it? We did that.
Yeah, I think so.
Two years ago.
Yeah, a year ago, last August, I think, is when we did it.
Thank you.
That's a good thing. Okay, moving on, we have open meeting update by County Attorney Amy Beavers.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know me, I like to do refreshers and updates on the law and let you know what's kind of going on. At ISAC this past week, the IPIB board was supposed to be there, but they did not make it. So the Ombudsman's Office was there, and the Iowa Public Employees Relations Board were there, but the Iowa Public Information Board did not make it. So Just want to give you a little refresher. Of course, you know, you're a three-member board, so when two or more of you are together, to be mindful not to discuss policy or things that are going to be an issue that the board will be discussing in an open meeting, unless you're in an open meeting or a work session. So the definition of a meeting is a gathering in person or by electronic means, formal or informal, where a majority of the members are present, and when there is deliberation or action on any matter of policy. So when you're outside of a meeting and there's two or more of you present, you can meet for social purposes or ministerial purposes, but beyond that, there really should be no discussions of policy.
It's ministerial.
Oh, things just like things that you have to do to set things up, maybe just odds and ends of things.
Okay.
Like maybe set a time for a meeting. You just, but no discussion of the actual details of what you're going to be discussing at that meeting, because you do have to get together, or you know, or you have to make arrangements to go to a committee meeting or something like that. So it's just very, very small ministerial tasks you can do. Together. Say if you wanted Jim, or if Jim could talk one of you into going to one of his Rust meetings or something, to talk about that, and you could, you know, sway one of them to go for you. You could, that's ministerial. You're not discussing what's going to happen at the Rust meeting. You're maybe just asking the other member to fill in for you.
I thought maybe you said if you're going to go to the Rust meeting, I'll pray for you.
You might need to do that. Or buy you a drink afterwards.
I was going to say, that's a terrible example.
They're not getting rough anymore. That's straightened out.
Okay. It's yours forever. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So just, you know, be mindful of that. Engage in all of your policy discussions in an open meeting. And I think you do a good job with the work sessions. You know, those are published on the agenda. And Terry does a good job with publishing notice sufficiently in time for the media. It's just to afford the public an opportunity to know what you're talking about so that they can participate in those discussions and know what's going on. And that's the important thing, is that we involve the media and the public and government business. So, anybody have any questions for me about that?
No.
No? Okay. All right. That's all I had.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Moving on to personnel actions. First of the year, Gina, we're going to miss you. This is for Gina Erickson, resignation, effective. It doesn't have an effective date, but according to, it's going to be the Friday, the 23rd of this month. And I would like to be the first one to wish you well on your new job, Gina.
Thank you.
And I talked to a couple people up there in line, and one of them was telling you that they're really glad that you're on board with them. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Best of luck. Motion to approve.
Okay.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Broeker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes. Conservation.
These are my,
what's
some
that?
Seasonals.
Seasonal workers. Papers. Okay, the first one is for Braden Crew. He's a new hire, $11.50 an hour. And the second one is for Zach Hunter, new hire, summer intern. His is for $11 an hour. And the third one is for Tanner Earhart, and he is a new hire, summer intern, at $10 an hour. What's your your wishes on the conservation, gentlemen?
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Then we have one for the jail, which is Austin Dunham. It's a correctional officer, promoted to full-time. Previous rate was $14.73 an hour. The new rate will be $35,681.46 a year.
Motion to approve.
Second.
And that's to replace a resignation.
Yeah.
Last week.
Yeah.
Terry?
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have reports from the Veterans Fair for February of 2018. These will be on file in the auditor's office for your viewing when you get a chance. We have minutes for the regular meeting on March 13th, 2018.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Is there any other business?
It's either now or future business. We have to set up a figure out how to replace Gina. So I would say, I don't know whether you want, how you want to do it. Work session, or you want to set up a next meeting, or
Gina sent me a copy of yesterday, what her job duties are, description of her job, and I think that the best thing for us to do would be take that and get that online as soon as possible and get that advertised in the paper. And she also had me meet with some people up the state board. I think I put that in your box, the name of the people, and when we get them resumes in, we'll have them to look them over. But we could definitely have a work session on it, but I think we ought to get that out there as soon as possible.
The ICIT organization, it's the Iowa County Information Technology Group. It's a group of IT and GIS IT directors and employees throughout the state. It's actually something that they've done quite often. I've sat on three of those already and helped board of supervisors from other counties hire IT directors. For their counties. They're a great resource. They're unbiased. They give you straightforward recommendations. They know the questions to ask the employee. So I think it's a great resource to use. They can do those interviews for you remotely through GoToMeeting. They can come down here. In the past, what's happened is if they come on site, they do require the county to pay for like hotel accommodations if they have to stay overnight and do anything for the county. But other than that, these people take vacation time from their own county is what they utilize. Other than that, there is no charge for their wages or anything else to do this. So they're a huge resource.
Gene, if we put those qualifications, or I mean, or the duties and stuff on our website, does ICIT have a website where we might want to put it on there?
They actually have their own website. It's iowacountiesicit.org. But they also send out, we have a membership list. So they send out, anytime that there's a job posting, they'll send it out to the whole entire membership list because there's a lot of qualified candidates. I'm going to be a little bit biased and say I have my recommendation. I talked to Jim about that. I would recommend definitely hiring internal because they know our system inside and out. That's the furthest that I'll kind of comment on that. but you have a fantastic staff to pick from here. But to be fair and to be honest, you need to open that up to everybody. And I don't know what the candidates will be that you come in, but that's my recommendation.
Thank you. I haven't had a chance to share this with them yet. When we have our work session, I'll definitely share that with them.
Yep.
Thanks, Gina. It's been a big help in the transition so far.
My goal in this whole thing is to make it as smooth as possible for the departments, for my staff, for the county as a whole. I don't want it to be where it disrupts the rest of the county or rest of departments. I've been working these past couple weeks with my staff on the administrative side of it. Budget, accounts payable, accounts receivable, those sorts of things, so that it makes it as smooth as possible. That's not my goal here, is to make it difficult for everybody else.
I thank you for letting me meet with your board up there too.
They're a fantastic group of people.
Thanks, Gina. Okay. Moving on to any other future agenda items? Committee reports?
That whole week in Des Moines.
Yep. That's what I did, spent the week up in Des Moines.
I said I had a couple of interesting presentations on tax income and financing. I also attended the Mental Health and Disability Services Commission. We approved the administrative rules for Chapter 24, accreditation of providers of services to persons with mental illness, intellectual disabilities, and developmental disabilities. And the commission's also preparing to work with DHS in writing the administrative rules for the anticipated passage of House File 2456, the delivery of mental health and disability services to individuals with complex needs. And after, Ken, you'll like this, after conversations with Ryan, I didn't know what I would be able to provide, but I think I'm going to end up on two of those, the rules for the the access centers and the intensive rehabilitation homes, I believe they're called. So.
Great.
She said somebody from the counties that care about what they cost needs to be on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's all I have.
All right. I just was up to Des Moines. That's where I was at, up the meetings, Isaac, and with Bob and Tom. And it was interesting what little bit I got to see. I didn't make it to Friday's meeting because I broke a tooth off. So I left early in the morning and came back home. Thank God my dentist could see me. So. Yeah, that's it. So, move for adjournment.
Public input.
Oh, we do have another public input session. Sorry about that.
I'll tell you what. And I don't usually, I'm going to piggyback on Krista's. She didn't have anything to say. But I'm sitting here with a terrible cold. And the reason I have that cold is I don't get them very often. But several months ago, I went to Miami to visit my granddaughter. And anyway, I caught a terrible cold down here, one of the worst I'd ever had. Was down there for a few days and came back. And what every doctor will tell you is to get rid of the toothbrush. That toothbrush stuck in my DOP kit until I went to ISAC. Never thought about it. So I got back from ISAC Friday, I started coughing Saturday night, and yesterday it dawned on me what I'd done. So just as a heads up to everybody, don't forget that. Because it's the same cold. That's all I've got.
Get rid of that.
What's that?
Of course, you get rid of those germs.
You know what? Toothbrushes are pretty cheap, so I would say get a new one. But if you want to try running it through the dishwasher, I'm sure the temperature is hot enough that it would help. Yeah.
Kathy Carroll runs hers and our granddaughters through there quite often. I didn't, mine doesn't. I don't count.
I've never heard of that, but that's, it's worth a try.
Better than just leaving it in your dog kit.
Yes, yeah.
Anyway, that's my health advice for the year.
Does anybody else have any health issues? Move for adjournment.
Aye.
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 That is a good.
I'll pay $20 for the press.